listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. People across the Midwest took the chance to share their experiences on the telecommunication issues facing the region. Businesses citing difficulties with outages often lasting days, which the chair of the federal government's regional telecommunications review says is concerning. Alana McTiernan says it'll lead to a revision of the universal service obligation.
So that we really are reflecting what people in the bush, what their needs are, not just for voice and landline, but increasingly the importance of having good, reliable and strong data access.
The WA Nationals are hoping to resurrect a campaign to have a rescue helicopter based in the Midwest, the party vowing to make it happen if they form government in March next year. The Shire of Northampton last week approving a motion to draft a proposal for the request to be brought to the WA Local Government Association North Country Zone meeting next month. The Climate Council has come up with a plan to cut climate pollution by 75% by 2030. It's as simple as installing solar panels on 4 million more rooftops. But spokesperson Dr. Jennifer Rayner says we need to act now.
Australians are already seeing the impact of harmful climate change all around us, from floods to fires to extreme weather. So we need to cut climate pollution deeply this decade.
Labor's plan to crack down on asylum seekers is facing a brick wall. The coalition says these laws were thrown together too hastily and could backfire. Under the proposal, rejected asylum seekers could face prison time, but the opposition argues it's a recipe for trouble. In sport, new champions have been crowned in the Geraldton Men's Division 1 softball. Rams playing their best game of the season to defeat minor premiers Suicide in a grand final victory for the ages over the weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.